currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Sanford, and this is currently Kirkland. Every week, we are here with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. The city, in its continuing efforts to engage residents and businesses in the budget process, has created a blog. The Kirkland Budget Blog is intended to offer an easier way for community members to share their ideas, concerns, and suggestions about the 2011-2012 budget. The budget blog will pose budget-related topics, provide explanations, and help to answer questions so that residents and businesses better understand the various aspects of the city's biennial budget. A Kirkland Budget Twitter account has also been created so community members can follow the budget process. To make comments using the budget blog, you will need to register. Just follow the instructions that are posted on the site. You may also contact Marie Stake, Communications Program Manager, at 425-587-3021 or mstake@ci.kirkland.wa.us with questions about the blog.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries.
City Council at their November 1st special council meeting authorized the Parks and Community Service Department to enter into an agreement with Kirkland Dog Off-Leash Group, KDOG, for the development and operation of a fenced off-leash dog park south of Heronfield Wetlands. KDOG has agreed to fund all direct costs associated with the development of the site, as well as ongoing stewardship.
This represents years of work by the Park Board, by our Parks Department, by citizen volunteers. We would not be instituting a new program, a new park, a new park service at this time if it was not for that partnership.
For more information about KDOG, go to kdog.org. Help shape healthcare by volunteering. Evergreen Hospital Medical Center needs volunteer community advisors to help shape programs and address healthcare issues. Advisors attend 7 educational sessions during the year to learn about healthcare issues facing the community and about Evergreen's programs and services. They also will serve on internal hospital task forces and committees and represent Evergreen at regional events. For more information or to apply, visit www.evergreenhospital.org or call 425-899-2664. The application deadline is November 12th. If you happen to enjoy eating chicken wings, consider visiting Kirkland's Wing Dome during the months of November and December. Wing Dome has partnered with Northwest Harvest to help our local community. For every wing purchased from now until the end of the year, Kirkland Wing Dome will donate 2 cents to Northwest Harvest. The goal is to reach 400,000 wings. For more information, call Nicole Ailey at 206-957-3208. November is Diabetes Month. 24 million children and adults in the United States are living with diabetes, and 57 million are at risk. The National Diabetes Association would like the community to join them in the Stop Diabetes campaign by learning more about diabetes.
In Washington alone, there's over 2 million people that are affected by diabetes, and we'd like to see that trend reversed. So thank you very much, and I hope that you all go on and know your numbers and make sure that you go to your doctor and ask them to test your fasting glucose when you go for your physical. And make sure you get out and walk, because it really does make a difference. And Kirkland is a great city to walk in. I know my family goes down to the waterfront all the time. So thank you very much.
For more information, go to www.diabetes.org. Remember, you can access any of these programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.